Stanley Peter Borsky, who was a regular in the Shia for quite a few years already, lost his grandmother. He's still in the middle of Shiva. So he wants we should dedicate the learning of Zecha Nishmasa, Yisha Musya Bas Sarahinda. The Gemara in Masechas Shabbos quotes the Braisa from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was written down before the Mishnayos were written down. Rashi writes in the first parak in Shabbos, it's called Megillas because it was Biksav when the rest of the Torah Shabbat Peh still being transmitted by Peh. So the Braisa records the Yontif of the Megillas Tainis of Chanukah. Why is it called Megillas Tainis? That these Yamim Tovim is also the Mispid Behuv, also the Sanabu. You're not allowed to fast on all the Yamim Tovim, and you're not allowed to deliver a Hespid because there's a mitzvah of Simcha. And delivering listening to a Hespid or fasting is a contradiction to Simchas Yontif. So there's a famous psak from Bitzala Ponevezha. Bitzala Ponevezha was a very big Palmacharish, and the Gedolim didn't appreciate his big chidushim. He was good for saying Shur and Gemara, but when he came up Halacha Lamaisa, he would just ignore what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So he came up with a wild chidush that was absolutely not accepted, that the Aveilim, the Oinanim, Mishim Mesim Uta Lefanov, is not permitted to perform any mitzvah saseh. Calls man that he's in an aninus until after the Kuras Ameis. So he's not permitted to perform the mitzvah of Simcha, so he's permitted to deliver a hesped. A rabbi who's not an aveilus is not allowed to deliver a hesped. Or a different relative who's not one of the close relatives, but a relative has to observe aveilus, so before the kvuri has a din of an oinen, so the oinen is forbidden to perform any mitzvah. Not allowed to do aveilus, not allowed to eat chazer, not allowed to talk lashon hara, not allowed to do aveilus, but he's not allowed to do mitzvah. So since he's not allowed to do the mitzvah of Simcha, so he's permitted to deliver a hesped. It wasn't accepted because we assumed that not only is it a violation of Simchas Yontif to deliver the Hesped, it's a violation to listen to the Hesped. So the listeners are not in Aninus. The Oinen is in Aninus. The Oval maybe is allowed to deliver, but the listeners are not allowed to listen. There are always people dying on Chanukah and Purim. There's always the Levaya on Chanukah and Purim. Someone dies every day. The people dying. I never died before. There are always people dying. So you're not the accepted psak is no one is allowed to deliver the hesped, even the oinen.
The hesped is for the meis,
that's the look of hayes. Yeah. Hesped, the Gemara says, hesped, you call the meis. If the meis is mechalan is covered, it's permissible. He can say, do me a favor, don't deliver any hesped. Yeah. Unless it's a big orim gadol, so then it's a kovid achayim, that they had this person in their midst, and he has no right to be mechalan is covered. So it's the Chanukah is one of the Yamim Tovim on Megillas Tainis that's Aser Behesped V'Tainis. The Gemara in Yuma comments on the Pasuk Lam Natzeach Al Ayalas HaShachar. That's the beginning of the Perek in Tehillim, to Perek Chavdeis. So the Gemara says that's a reference to the Nes of Purim, that just like Ayalas HaShachar is Soif Kal Alayla, Ayalas HaShachar is the end of the night, the beginning of the day Al Pidin, so over an hour before sunrise, so too Esther, the Nes of Purim, is Soif Kol HaNisim. The Gemara says, how can it be? The story of the Nes Purim occurred before the Binyan Bayisheni. The last two or three years before the end of the 7 years, the Golas Bavel, right before they completed the Binyan Bayisheni. And then the Nes of Chanukah occurred several centuries later, 200 years before the Churban HaBayis. So why do you say that Esther is Soif Kol HaNisim, Vayika Chanukah? The Gemara says, "Nitnah likos of kamin." We mean those Yamim Tovim that you're allowed to inscribe into the Kisvei HaKodesh. Purim, Nes Purim, is recorded in the Tanakh. It's the Torah Shebichzav, and Chanukah is only known through the Torah Shebaal Peh. It was not nitnah likosik. It was alluded to. The Nes of Chanukah was prophesied in advance by the Navi Chagai. The Navi Chagai's Char Malachi were telling Bnei Yisrael, encouraging them they should build the Beis Hamikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this, and this is His desire. Wants you to build the Beis HaMikdash, and even though the people were disappointed, they were sad, they saw there's so many things missing in the Bayis Sheni, how does this compare to the Bayis Rishon? This is an imitation Beis HaMikdash. It's Ga'ayim B'Yeneim. But nonetheless, the three Nevi'im, Chagas Chayim Malachim, were encouraging when they saw the Baruch Shalom wants it very much. And even though there's no Gilui Shechina, so the Novi Chagai says B'Nevua, a day will come in the middle of the Bayis Sheni period. Hinanechem Arishas Hashemayim Esa Oretz. The Baruch Hashem created Bereishis Bar Lekim Esa Shemayim Esa Oretz. He created all the Chuki HaTeva, and a day will come in the Bai Sheni period when he's going to make a Nes Nigla to break all the rules of Teva. It's going to be a Nes Keneged HaTeva. And Rashi in his commentary on Shrei also says that's a reference to the Nes of Chanukah, that the Shemen is going to burn for 8 days. It was only enough to burn for one day. What was the purpose of the Nes? The Nes was to indicate that there's a tremendous Hashras Hashchina in the Bais Hasheni, even though it wasn't noticeable at that time. So the Nes of Chanukah was prophesied. It's recorded in the Tanakh that it's going to happen. But the whole institution of the Yontif is not recorded in Tanakh. It's only known through the Torah Shabbatah. So in the Magen Avraham, in the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, they write that it's a season of the year. Originally, the meaning was that they used to give Chanukah geld to the children to give to the rabbein. Since it's a Yontif of Torah Shabbatah, so they used to give matonis to the Talmid HaChacham. Then somehow the minhag changed, that the parents gave the money to the children and they kept it. They didn't give it to the Rebbe in the Yeshiva. But that's how the Magen Avraham sounds like that's how the minhag originated. They used to give the money to the children, they should give to the Malamne, because it's a Yontav of Torah Shabbat Peh to support the Talmid HaChacham. Why is it a Yontav of Torah Shabbat Peh? So it's the Mefarshim, we must have spoken about it in the past, the Mefarshim say, the Beis Yitzchak, Shal Shiva's Beis Yitzchak, by Yitzchak Shmelkish, has this. He lived there. He was the Rav in Lemberg around 1850 or so. So he writes in his sefer, it's Shalos HaTshuvos, but he has one essay on Chanukah, not a Shalos HaTshuvos. He says, why did he need the whole miracle of the Nes of Chanukah? Yossi ben Yoezer was from the Zugas. In Pirkei Avos, you have two names mentioned, Shmai Vaptayin Kimelahem, Yosef Yez, Yosef Ben Yochanan Kimelahem. You have all the names of the Zugas, and the Gemara says in Chagiga, every time it mentions the names of the Zugas, two names of Tanoim. The first one was the chief rabbi, the Nasi, second one was the assistant chief rabbi, the Abbezin. So one of those Zugas, that was towards the end of the Baisheni period. So one, Hillel B'Shamay, they were also the 100 years before the Churban Baisheni, Hillel B'Shamay. So Yosef ben Yezer is quoted by the Mishnah in Adius as saying, Mashkem and the Beis Hamikdash are not Mekabel Tumah. That's the whole sugya at the end of the first parak in Psochim. Sugya of Rav Chanina is Gan HaKoinim. So the two versions there, Mashkin. So one version has it, the more than two versions, one version has it, Mashkem and the Beis Hamikdash are not Mekabel Tumah, period. So if the Mashkem are not Mekabel Tumah, there's no such thing as Shemen that's Tumah. It doesn't exist. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom make a miracle? If the Mashke and the Beis Hamikdash is not Tomei, so there's no issue, there's no Shaila. What do they need a miracle for? So the Beis Yitzchak answers, Yosef ben Yezer lived later. He was saying, in Adius, he's quoting an old psak from earlier generations. It was a debate many generations earlier. In the days of the Chashmonaim, the psak on Bekubel was that the Mashke and the Beis Hamikdash are Mekabel Tumah. So even though later generations that was outvoted, but the Rebbeinu Shlom made a miracle at that time because that was the Psak HaMekubal at that time. This is the concept of Eilu V'Eilu, Dibri L'Kim Chai, that sometimes you have different opinions in Torah Sheval Peh. Torah Shebichsav, you have one text of the Torah Shebichsav, that's it. But you sometimes have two opinions how to interpret the Torah Shebichsav.
Yeah, we just change batteries.
Okay. So we often apply the principle of Eilu V'Eilu Dibri L'Kim Chai. At the time of the Chashmonaim, the Psak HaMekubal was that the Shem and the Beis HaMikdash is Mekabel Tumah, and the Rebbeinu Shlom went out of his way and he made a Nes. And in the later generation, the Chachamim Paskin against the Rebbeinu Shlom's Nes. Yeah, the Rebbeinu Shlom made a Nes because that was the Psak HaMekubal at that time. But we reversed the Psak. We reversed the Psak HaMekubal. The consensus shifted. There are issues that change. The consensus, the right changes from generation to generation. You have a Mishnah like that. You have a Bezdin originally said one way, then Bezdin Shalach Reim Amru, a later Bezdin reversed that. That's called Mishnah Rishonah versus Mishnah Achronah. Mishnah Rishonah means the consensus of the earlier group of Tanaim. Mishnah Achronah means the consensus changed. The later generation, they reversed the Psak. So that's what it means. Yeah. How to do the Nisach Hayayin. The Gemara says there was a major machlokes. The Bais Rishon that did Nisach Hayayin one way for 410 years. They did it one way. The Bais Sheni, they just reversed the Psak. And they said, we don't think that's the correct way to do it. And the Bais Rishon, that was the Psak HaMekubal, so they did it correctly. Bais Sheni, the Psak was according to the consensus. So they followed that opinion. So here, that's why we say that Chanukah is the yontif of the Torah Shebal Peh. In Torah Shebal Peh, there's a concept of Ve'el V'el Adivin Akim Chai. The Ritva in Erevin at the end of the first parak, when the Gemara makes this comment on the many disputes between Mishamai and Bisilas, so the Gemara says, Eilu v'yelu, divi l'kim chayim. So the Ritva explains what it means, something like this. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Sinai, we can visualize, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was on Sinai. So Rabbeinu Shalom is telling him the dinim of Tefillin, the dinim of Shabbos, the dinim of Kashrus. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks, what's the din in this case? So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, that's also. What's the din in this case? That case, muta. What's the din in the following case? So the Rebbeinu Shlom tells him, that's a great area of halacha. It has elements of isa, elements of heter. And he leaves it up to the chachamim in every generation to determine whether they feel, based on their perspective of kol ha-Torah kula, whether they feel that the elements of isa outweigh the elements of heter. Well, the elements of Heta outweigh the elements of Issa. So that's the Ritva said, that's what it means. Eilu v'eilu, divrei l'kim chayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom said that it's a great area of halacha, and leaves up to the Chachmei HaTorah, shebechol dor v'dor, to be machria, based on their understanding, based on their perspective. To be entitled to express an opinion, you have to have a perspective of Kol HaTorah Kula. Everything, all halachas are interconnected, Kol HaTorah Kula in Yenechot. In every generation, they can have a different perspective, all looking at the same thing. You can have, here we're sitting in a room, so I'm sitting over here, I see all the people, all the tables and the light fixtures on the ceiling. Someone sitting in the corner over there sees everything the same, but a different perspective. Someone sitting in the corner over here sees the exact same thing, but from a totally different perspective. We're all looking at the same thing. Everybody has 20/20 vision with their glasses, but the perspective of each person is slightly, and all the perspectives are correct. All the perspectives are correct. So in that way, we refer to Chanukah as the Yontif of the Torah Shebal Peh, because the whole miracle of Chanukah was because of Eilu Eilu Divrei L'Kim Chayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom bent over backwards in order to make a miracle, because that was the Psak HaMekubal at that time. The Chashmonaim held the Psak HaMekubal, the Shem and the Beis HaMikdash is Mekabel Tumah. If the issue would have come up a few generations later, when Yosef Ben Yezer was in charge, when he was the chief rabbi, the assistant chief rabbi, the psak was that Jem, and it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, there wouldn't be any need for any miracle. So that's why we say the Chanukah is the yontif of the Torah Shebal Peh.
You say Shivim Ponim Torah, that's a wider than saying Eilu Eilu, that goes a little broader.
Really.
Yeah. And
they're all correct. Yes. Different layers, different levels of interpretation. The Baruch Shalom dictated Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that you can read on any one given pasuk, Achaz Dibur Lakim. There's one text, Shtaim Zu Shamaita. You can have more than one level of interpretation. There are Goyisha books, Goyisha poems, Goyisha books, where the author had more than one kavanah. He had one kavanah al bipshut, and he had two hidden kavanahs. So not such a moifis, not so complicated, not so difficult, that the Rebbeinu Shlom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that you have Shivim Panim Latar, and any given pasuk, you can have different layers of kavanah, and it could be that all of these were the intention of the author. The Rebbeinu Shlom had all of these in mind. So the Yontif was established as a Yontif Issa Hesped V'Tainis, and then they introduced Halal V'Hoidoya, the reciting of the Halal. The Pashtus is, we assume Halal is only the Rabbanon. The Rambam writes Halal is always the Rabbanon. He has a Taina against the Halachas Gedolos, why he includes Halal as one of the mitzvahs there, right? So the Rambam says, the Rambam Tainis, we all know that Halal is only the Rabbanon. You recite a bracha likuras ha-halal, like you recite a bracha when you light Chanukah candles, like you recite a bracha when you read the Megillah, you recite a Shekhar Hashanah and mitzvahs of Tzivano, a mitzvah of the Rabbanon also, but it's only a mitzvah of the Rabbanon. The Chasam Sofer has a famous tshuva. It was made famous later, because there were those who disagreed. Chasam Sofer thinks that Halal Chanukah is the Raisa. The whole observance of the Yontif is only with the Rabbanon. Chasam Sofer thinks that the reciting of Halal is the Raisa. Why? Because the Gemara Megillah in the first parak says that the Chumash, this how Rashi interprets the Gemara, the Chumash records Oz Yashir. So the Chumash records it, that's the right thing to do, that when Bnei Yisrael experienced a Yeshua, in Eretz Mitzrayim, they weren't killing the children. They were just oppressing them. There was Avdus. So from Avdus Lecherus, they recited Oz Yashir, and the Torah records it, means that it's the proper thing to do, implying we should do it L'Doris. So the Gemara says, so if there's a gzeris, bigger gzeris against the Jewish people, they give us more tzaras, halachas kam, kam, shabir, kavachemer, we should all sing shira. So the Chasam Sofer claims that, well, we know that Kal V'chaim is one of the Yud Gimel Minah Sha'atarin in Rosh Hashem. So reciting of Halal and Chanukah is the Reis. That's what he comes up with, the Chiddush. That's what some of the Rabbanim said, that maybe reciting of Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut should be a deraisa, because we had a Yeshua that HaKamas HaMedina, and there was a Hatzala for all of the Platon from the runaway from the Nazis. The British wouldn't let them enter Eretz Yisrael for so many years. There was a tremendous Yeshua for everyone. So maybe you don't need a Takanas Chachamim. True, the Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael maybe doesn't have the authority to make a Takana, but maybe you don't need a Takana. Maybe Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut should be a deraisa. One of the Gedolim at that time said like that, Rav Shulam Roth. It was a Goyna Goynim, that was his opinion. So the truth of the matter is that the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas. He was only a teenager when he wrote his commentary on the Shiltas. I think he was only 16 or 17. So he quotes this from the Chasam Sefer, and he writes, HaGoyn Mahatzadeka Chasam Sefer writes like this, because he plans to disagree with the Chasam Sefer. So he writes with great respect, because we're going to disagree, so you have to be respectful. Having misavik ba'far agleim, it says in Pirkei Avos, he beischad beisvad lachachamim, should have a big library, should have a lot of svarim in your house, beisvad lachachamim, having misavik ba'far agleim. So they quote from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, ba'yovik yeshima means that they were wrestling. Having misavik, you can wrestle with the gedolim in the earlier generations, you can disagree with them, but ba'far agleim, you should stay with humility. Hagoyim Atzarek Chasam Sefer says this, and the Fiyan is Daiti, I disagree. That's what he writes. He never refers to the Chasam Sefer as Hagoyim Atzarek, he writes Chasam Sefer. But here, because he's going to disagree, so he refers to him, Hagoyim Atzarek Chasam Sefer says that Halal HaChanukah is there, I said. He says, with all due respect, that's against the Beferish Gemara in Brochus Daf Yud Dalit. The second Perik in Brochus starts on Daf Yud Gimel. So the Perik starts off, you're permitted and sometimes obligated to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma. When someone comes into shul, so sometimes going to feel hurt if you don't greet him. So mishum kavod abrias, you have to be mafsik in the middle of kriyashma to say good Shabbos, good morning, how are you? So on. That's lined up in the pasuk b'dibarta bam. B'dibarta bam, pashup shab b'dibarta bam means you should recite kriyashma b'shach b'hol kamecha in shach v'sen emayrav. But another level of interpretation is b'dibarta bam, you should talk in the middle of davening. You should talk in the middle of kriyashma. And the Gemara says that this heta is only b'dibarta bam v'loy b'tfila, not in the middle of Shema Nesi. You're not allowed to greet someone in the middle of Shema Nesi. Middle of Kriyashma, you're allowed to greet. So to what extent are you allowed to greet? So the Mishnah has a machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Yudah, how do we apply this? Is it b'ena prok, in between Shema v'yom Shema, in between v'yom Shema and v'yomer? Or is it even in the middle of the parsha? And to what extent you're allowed to initiate the greeting? Or you're allowed to answer when he greets you? You're allowed to answer him. The Mishnah Berurah writes that Bizman is everybody knows that in the middle of davening you're not going to talk, so they're not going to feel insulted if you don't answer them back. So you shouldn't answer. But in the days of the Tanoim, apparently it wasn't so well known that you're not supposed to talk in the middle of a Kriyashma, so there was a drasha with the Ibartabam. So the Gemara clears a Shaila, what's the din in the middle of Halal and Chanukah? Are you allowed to Beina Prokim between one parak and the other in Tilim? Or in the middle of the parak, are you allowed to respond? Are you allowed to greet someone? Are you allowed to respond? So the Gemara says, on the one hand, it should be a Kal V'chaimah. Madach Kriyashman Zedin Deraisa. The din is V'dibarta Mam. You're allowed to be Mafsik B'mtnei Kovar Abriyas. So Halal and Chanukah is only the Rabbanu L'Koshken. Certainly you have a Hetan to be Mafsik in the middle. On the other hand, maybe Fakert, even though Halal and Chanukah is only the Rabbanu, but Halal is for the purpose of Pirsumei Nisa. So you've got to be Mafsik in the middle by greeting someone. You're going to kill the whole Pirsumei Nisa. Maybe Kriyashman. When Kabbalah Machu Shemayim Shain. It's not so gefährlich if you're going to talk in the middle of Kriyashma to greet someone. If you're going to greet someone in the middle of Halo, maybe you'll ruin the whole element of Pisuminis. The Gemara says each one has a Maila, a Chumer, and a Kula. So the Gemara is befamous, and Halo and Chanukah is only the Rabban. So the Yesker is a Tamidim and the Chasam Sefer. Yesker is a Kasha. How can the Rebbe, how can the Chasam Sefer write that Halo and Chanukah is the Rabban? It's befamous against the Gemara and Brochus and Daf Yudalit. The Gemara says, black and white, Halo and Chanukah is only the Rabban. So the Tamidim, about 30 years ago, they put out a gigantic volume. They reprinted all the tshuvas of the Chasam Sefer. Then the Amachon Chasam Sefer and Eretz, they printed additional tshuvas that they found. And then they printed several tall volumes, thick volumes of comments by the Talmidim of the Chasam Sefer on all of the various tshuvas. So they have on this tshuva, they have a comment. They defend their Rebbe that the Chasam Sefer is certainly right. Halal Chanukah is the Raisa. But to fulfill the mitzvah of the Raisa, you have to say 4 pages of Halal? There's a lot of halal in the Siddur. If you say the first two psukim, so you yotze the chiyuv halal deraisa. So the Gemara has the discussion, what about being mafsik in the middle of halal? Bein aprok and beemtaper means you said two psukim already. So you yotze the halal deraisa. The fact that we say four pages in the Siddur of the halal, that part is only the Rabban. The whole hemshech and the halal, that's only the Rabban. But that's a famous machloikas, that the Chasam Sefer thinks that halal achanik is deraisa. Halal B'shas HaNes is there. And Halal even Zechel HaNes, he thinks also there is. Halal B'shas HaNes, Oz Yoshe was B'shas HaYeshua. B'shas Kriyas Yamsa, right on B'shas Maisa. So the Chassam Sofer understood that not only Halal of Oz, not only Oz Yoshe B'shas HaYeshua is there is, Halal Zechel HaNes is also there is. And the Netziv disagrees. He thinks that only Halal B'shas HaNes is there is, that's Oz Yoshe. Halal Zechel HaNes is never going to be deraisa. That's maximum is going to be derabbanim. It's not going to be a din deraisa. So the Chachamim instituted the reciting. They instituted Chanukah as a yontif, yontif for the Torah Shemal Peh, Delo LeMispah, Delo LeSano. Then they instituted Halal V'Hoido. So we recite Halal. The Gemara has a whole discussion in Erech and Afyud. Why do we recite Halal on Chanukah? We don't recite Halal on Purim. So the Gemara gives three different answers. One of the answers is very interesting. One of the answers in the Gemara is that when you recite Halal, you say Halo Abde Hashem. So, why do we say Halo Abde Hashem? This is known as Halo HaMitzri, because it's Hebetzes Yisrael Mitzrayim. So, on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Medrash says that Leil Makas Bechoris, Paro was going wild. He was the Bechor. He was afraid he's going to die also. He heard, they were telling him the reports. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Benevu in advance. That so he left it off, and then they give him the reports that everyone is dying. Well, the firstborn, so he was petrified. He was a bchor. He's going to die. So he ran to Moshe Rabbeinu, ran to the Jewish people. He said, "I'm the king over here. By edict of the king, declaration of the government, I represent the government. I'm freeing all the Jewish people. Till now, you were slaves to Paro, and now you're slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can recite Halo, Halo Abde Hashem Belay Abde Paro." So the Gemara picks up on this thing. So the Gemara says, it makes sense to recite Halal HaMitzri on Pesach because we're no longer Avodim to Paro. We're Avodim Halal Abde Hashem V'lo Yavdi Paro. It makes sense to recite Halal on Chanukah because the Hashmonaim established a Jewish government. Until then, the first several centuries of the Bais Sheni, there was no Jewish government. There was no Jewish government at the beginning of the Bais Sheni. Normally, the Seder HaDvarim is supposed to be, the Gemara and the Rambam quotes this in the beginning of Hilchas Malachim, there were three mitzvahs that have to be fulfilled in a specific order. First, Lahamid Lahem Melech, to establish a Jewish government over all of Eretz Yisrael. Then, Lahachri Zar Shal Amalek, to wipe out Amalek. And then, Liv Neslan Beis Abchira. Beginning of the Bais Sheni period, there was no Lahamid Lahem Melech. And nonetheless, the three Nevim, Chagas Chai Malach, encouraged Bnei Yisrael, they should build a Beis HaMikdash. This is Hashem's wish. Eretz above Yikov, he will be honored. So that was a Hayroa Shoah. Based on the Iker Adin, if there's no Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have an obligation to build, there's no Tzibur then. They're just people living in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have a government to have an obligation to build a Beis HaMikdash. So the whole building in the Bais Sheni was only Hayroa Shoah. They didn't begin to have a Jewish government until the Hashmonai made the rebellion, and then they established a Jewish government. So that's what the Gemara says. On Chanukah it makes sense to say Halo, Halo Avde Hashem. We're no longer Avodim to Modei Uporas, to Achashverosh and Atarshasta and all of the other kings who are ruling over Eretz Yisrael. From now on we're Avde Hashem because there's a Jewish government, Chashmonai, ruling Eretz Yisrael. But on the occasion of Nes Purim, and Nes Purim is right before the end of the 7 years of Golos Bavel, there are another 200-300 years of servitude under the Goyisha government. So they can't say Halo Avde Hashem Veloy Avde. The Gemara says, Akati Avde Dachashverish Anan. Even after the Nes Purim is still under the Nemshola of the Umasoim. So the Gemara says, that's why it doesn't, that's one of the three answers the Gemara gives. It doesn't make sense to recite Halo on Purim because one of the major themes of reciting Halo is that Paro said, I'm freeing you, you know, until now you were Avodim to Par, from now on you are Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now Halal Avdi Hashem V'loi Avdi Par. Praise your God that He freed you, you're no longer servants to me, you're servants to your own God. So on Purim we can't say that because Akati Avdi Dachash Ve'erishanan. But on Chanukah, they established a Jewish government, so it wasn't the Jewish people had independence. So it only makes sense to be said Halal when you have freedom, when you have independence. So it's interesting, but the Rambam writes over the story of Chanukah, the story of Purim, he doesn't have to write because it's in Tanakh. The Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah. He calls it Mishnah Torah because all you have to do is read the whole Tanakh, then read my book, and you know all there is to know. Because he's giving you the tamtis of the whole Torah Shabbat Pes. If you read the Tanakh, you know the story of Purim that appears in Megillah Esther. You read the Tanakh, you won't know the story of Chanukah. So the Rambam has to tell you the whole story of Chanukah. So the Rambam writes, he quotes it from the story in the Gemara, my Chanukah. So the Gemara says, when the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle, so the Rambam Azan, the Hemidu, Melech Mena Kohanim, they established a Jewish government over all of Eretz Yisrael at that time. So the Rambam considers that as being significant. The Ramban on Chumash writes that there was an avlat, that the Chashmonaim seized the kingdom, because the Melech, the Malchus, is supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda. Yankov Avinu said, Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda. Malchus Beis David is supposed to be Shevet Yehuda. The Kohanim are from Shevet Levi, they're not from Shevet Yehuda. So the Ramban on Chumash says, he writes an expression that the Chashmonaim were Hasidei Elyon, the holy tzaddikim, but they violated Tzavuah Hazaken, they violated the Tzavuah of Yankov Avinu, that Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda. The kingdom should be Dafke from Shevet Yehuda. The Rambam apparently thinks that it wasn't so bad. Ram thinks that it's not an avla. The Rambam includes this in the Milas, why they established a Yontov of Chanukah. Hamino Melech Bin HaKohanim, because the Kohanim were in charge of the religious observance of the people. They were teaching the people Torah. That's the role of the Melech. So that's the role of the Kohanim. That's the role of the Kohanim, to be Moira, to Paskin for the people. So the Rambam says that was wonderful. Hamino Melech Bin HaKohanim, for over 200 years till the Churban Abayis, till the Roman government took over Eretz Yisrael. That was the end of this independent government. So the Rambam considers that a Maila. So it could well be, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, it could be that maybe that's why the Rambam mentions this Haminu Melech Mena Kohanim, because we do say Hallel on Chanukah, we don't say Hallel on Purim. And the Gemara gave this explanation that on Purim you can't say Hallel Avde Hashem Alei Avde Paro, because Akati Avde Dachashverish Anan. But on the occasion of Nes Chanukah, they did establish a free, independent Jewish government. So maybe that's why he says, Hamidah Melech Mena Kohanim, they gained independence to explain why we are saying Hallel on Chanukah. Maybe he's explaining that thing. Others suggest that the Baal HaTanya has a little bit like this. Others suggest that when they built the Bayis Sheni from day number one, it was really Hayra Shah, because according to the Halacha, he's supposed to fulfill these mitzvahs in a specific order. First Lahamed Lahamelech, then Lahachrizar Shalamalek, and then Livnes Lahem Beis Abchir. So the three prophets, the three Nevi'im, Chag Zichar Malachi, were encouraging the people they should build the Beis HaMikdash, even though there was no Malchus. There was no Jewish government. So that was really Hayru Ashur. But then, when they established a Jewish government, sure, it wasn't Malchus Beis David, it wasn't from Shevet Yehud, it was from the Kohanim. Maybe it wasn't the best form of a Melech, but the fact that they established an independent Jewish government, this enhanced the Hashivas of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is really supposed to be Sharm Kitikunim, is supposed to be under the auspices of a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. So once the Chashmonaim establish a government, this enhanced the Hashivas of the Beis HaMikdash, so that adds Hashivas to the Yontif. All of the Amitavim and Megillas Tainis revolve about things that had to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So the fact that there was a Jewish government enhanced the Hashivas of the Beis HaMikdash, because he's really not supposed to build a Beis HaMikdash till after you have approval from the government. So this is the Hallel that on Chanukah they instituted the Yontav Hallel v'Hodoya, that you recite Hallel on Chanukah as opposed to Purim when you don't recite Hallel. Hodoya means that we recite V'yal HaNisim. We recite V'yal HaNisim in the Tefillah. The Gemara says later that the reciting Al HaNisim was only instituted by the Chachamim to recite it in the davening. They never instituted to recite Al HaNisim in the Birchas HaMazon, and that's a minik. Vikir Adin, you're not mechuyev, because you're not mechuyev to have a suda on Chanukah. So they didn't require, even if you had a suda, even if you wash for bread, we don't say Al HaNisim, we don't mention Chanukah and Al HaMichya, you're only saying Birchas HaMazon, you're not mechuyev to have bread on Chanukah. On Shabbos, you don't have to be to have pas. So they made a takana. You have to mention Ritzei and Yalav Yov and the benching to be kaveh the Suda, the same Suda Shabbos. But Chanukah and Purim, at least Chanukah, leave that Purim, is questionable. Chanukah, there's no Chiyav Suda. So then everyone mechayev to recite Al HaNisim and benching. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from Nimar, it's a meaning that we recite it. So there's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and other poskim, that's Rav Soloveitchik pointed out a very interesting machlokes. The Magen Avraham says, what if it's Shabbos Chanukah and a person recited Birchas Hamazon and he said the Allah Nisim and Oy Delecho, and then it came the third bracha, he forgot to say Ritzei. So if you get Ritzei in the Birchas Hamazon on Shabbos, you're not Yotzei the Suda Shabbos, so you have to repeat the whole Birchas Hamazon with Ritzei. But when he says the benching the second time, in order to mention Ritzei, does he have to say the Allah Nisim the Tzveita Mol or not? So then Magen Avraham says he doesn't have to. He doesn't fully explain why not. And other Achranim disagree. So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, explains that, I'll explain to you why the Magen Avraham says you don't have to say V'al HaNisim. So he quotes a Rambam in Hilchas Treifas, and the Rambam has all the dinim of Treifas in Hilchas Shchita. So the Rambam writes, this is a Treifa the Raisa, this is Treifa the Rabban. Then he says, some things are minik, lahatrif. Then he says, about a certain Treifa, this is mutam in atar, mutam in rabbana, and even if there's a minig, it's such a dovish and a rogel, it's so rare, such a disease is so rare, so a minig is not binding on a dovish and a matzah. Minig is only binding on a dovah hamatzah, a thing that comes up often. If it rarely comes up, once in a yovel comes up, so minig is not binding. What's the biur hadover? Why should it be so? So the Netziv claims that's a pshat in the Magen Avraham. How often does it happen that you have to bench twice after the same meal? On Shabbos and Yontif, if you bench the first time, you forgot to say Yalav Yomis, you have to bench the second time. So if it's Shabbos Chanukah, and you said Al HaNisim the first time, so you're Yotze the benching the first time. You're Yotze the benching, even if you left that Ritzei. You're not Yotze the Suda Shabbos, because to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, you need Kiddush in the beginning, you need the Haskaras Ritzei, or Haskaras Yalav Yomis Yontif, you need at the end. But the Bichas Hamos and the Way Yotze, that's why by Shal HaShudas, let's say a person eats Shal HaShudas. So Tosfos has two opinions. I'm mechuyev to have bread by Shal HaShudas. If you're not mechuyev to have bread, you could have been yotzei Shal HaShudas without bread. You wouldn't have said bar nefashos. You wouldn't have mentioned ritzei. So even if you happen to have bread, you can't say he has to repeat the birchas hamazon because he left out ritzei, the birchas hamazon yotzei even without ritzei. Just that you're not yotzei the suda shabbos. But if all the suda is good, you're yotzei suda shlishis without pas, then you don't need haskaras ritzei and the birchas hamazon. So here the fellow ate, let's say, meal on Shabbos Chanukah, Friday night or Shabbos morning. He benched the first time around, he said V'al HaNisim, and he forgot to say Ritzei. So he was Yotze the benching, he was Yotze Al HaNisim. But then he has to bench again because he's not Yotze the Suda Shabbos. So the second time around, a second Birchas HaMazon on the same meal, that's rare, that the person benches twice on the same meal. So the Magen Avraham meant to say that since reciting of Al HaNisim in the benching is only a minig, so there's no minig on a dovish ein amotze. It's rare that you have to bench at Tzveita Mol on the same meal, so you're not mechuyev to say. So then it's if, why should that be so? Why should the Rambam say like that? So that's Rav Soloveitchik. Why should the Rambam hold like that? That a minig is not binding on a dovish ein rogel. Why should that be so? So Rav Soloveitchik said over from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the following explanation. The Rambam seems to hold that minhagim, when a private person has a minig toiv, it's not binding. I think Gemara says a minig is mitam neder. Gemara says a minig is like a neder. So the Rambam has a tshuva where he interprets, he explains what it means in the Gemara. He says, we were given 613 mitzvahs. So if a person takes a neder and he obligates himself for more than 613, 614, 615, 616, he takes additional nedarim and shavuos. It seems a little bit like a violation of Baal Tosef, and that's what the Yerushalmi says. Lo dayecha ma she'asra lecha Torah, nishginuk, all the mitzvahs, asha te'asra lecha dvarim ha'matorim, why do you have to add on more things? So it smacks a little bit from Baal Tosef, but strictly speaking, there's a parsha in the Chumash of the Dvarim Shavuos, so you can't say it's a violation of Baal Tosef. So that's what the Gemara means to say that a minig is like a neder. So it's like a neder, it looks a little bit as if it's Baal Tosef, but strictly speaking, it isn't. There is an institution in Parshas Matos of the Dvarim Shavuos. So too, a minig is like a neder. If you add on mitam minig, you always have a minig to do a davar tov. It's not, it should be a violation of Baal Tosef. Just do what it says in the Chumash. Just do what the Chachamim require of you. So it's just like a neder is not a violation of Baal Tosef. So a minig is also not a violation of Baal Tosef. But the Rambam doesn't learn that. It means you're obligated to observe the minig. All the other Rishonim, the Ran and the Dharma, Daf Peam and Beis quotes the Bali Atosid. That's where it's quoted in the Yerideya. And Hilchas Nedarim, they have a whole Simon Reish Yudalad that a Minig is binding, a Minig Toiv is binding Mitam Neder. Because we know that if a person takes a Neder to donate to the Beis Hamikdash, so that's Chal Balev. Kol Nediv Lev Oilus Heviu. It's a Pasim Dira Yamin. Usually a Neder in a Shvu, you need Levati Bisvasayim, Nefesh Kisishova. But if it's a neder to donate a korban oil to the Beis Hamikdash, or there's an appeal for tzedakah, so a person gomer believer, how much he wants to give, he's going to give $100, $1,000. If gomer believer, so that's binding. Nidrei real neder mitzvah is binding balev also, like nidrei hegdish. So that's what we assume in the Gemara. If a person does a minik toiv, and he plans always to go to do like this. So he wasn't thinking about the future at all, but he does the same minik toiv three times in a row. So if he does it three times in a row, so then he's demonstrating that he seems to make a habit of it. He plans to do this continually like that. So minik is binding mitam neder midirabbanan. Just like if you would have taken a neder l'dvar mitzvah to bring a korban oila, to give money to tzedakah, so then you wouldn't need levati b'sosayim. Kol Nediv Leib Oilus Heviu is Mechayiv. Neder Balev is Mechayiv for Hegdash and for Tzedakah. So any Dvar Mitzvah is binding Midirabbanan. Neder Minik Tov is binding Mitam Neder Midirabbanan. That's what the Gemara says in the Dharm Dat as well. Minik Mitam Neder is Midirabbanan. So that's what all of the other Poskim go with that Shita. Minik is Mitam Neder. So you can't say a Minik is not binding on Dov Shein HaMatzah. Why not? But the guy accepted a minig. So, minig mitam neder. Take a neder on a dovish and a matzah, it's also binding. The Rambam apparently didn't learn like that. The Rambam clearly didn't learn like that. The Rambam in the Tshuva writes beferish that a minig is like a neder, means just like a neder looks a little bit like baltaisa, but strictly speaking it isn't. So to a minig looks like it's baltaisa, but it isn't baltaisa. But a neder, but you're not mechuyev to observe a minig. The only minig you're mechuyev to observe, if it's a minig hatzibur, so then the Rambam holds, there's a new, this is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's interpretation of the Rambam, there's a new Aveira, Porish Ben Hatzibur, Porish Ben Darki Hatzibur. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva lists off people who are apikursim and minim, and people that their tshuva won't be accepted. Chav Dalvarm HaMak from Mesav Tshuva. So he mentions one of the people who is one of these terrible categories is a Porish Ben Darki Hatzibur Gefelach. So the Rabbi writes on the Rambam, what did he do? What's the Persian doctor say? What did he do? He's worshipping Avodah Zarah. So he already mentioned him earlier. If the guy worships Avodah Zarah, he's going to burn in Gehenna. Who is this new category, Persian doctor said? What exactly did he do that's wrong? The rabbi doesn't understand what did he list of. What does the Rama mean, Persian doctor at Zimah? So Moshe Soloveitchik explained, no, the Rama means he observes Shabbos, he observes Kashrus, Oba Mach Shabbos Fazich. When the community has its Zarah, he doesn't go along. When it goes to Tainus, when they have a fundraising function in order to raise money to make a mikveh, to make a shul, he doesn't participate in anything with the tzibur. He keeps the whole religion on his own. As if Torah was given to the Yechidim. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Shabbat HaManu Kalam Nasan Anas Tarasa. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, not to any Yechidim. So he's supposed to observe the Torah and the mitzvahs as part of the tzibur. He shouldn't be parish mendarki and tzibur. The guy doesn't do any averis, but he doesn't go along with the tzibur, so that's enough, parish mendarki tzibur. That itself is a serious aver. So the Rambam, this Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought, the Rambam thinks that a minik that's binding is not a minik ha-yochid, that's only a minik ha-tzibur, because if the fellow doesn't observe it, he's not mechuyev to observe it, but if he's not going to observe it, then he's demonstrating that he doesn't go along with the tzibur. The tzibur does everything one way, he goes the other way. Parish mendarki tzibur, that's a new aver b'fnei atzmo. So that's what the Rambam held. It's only Parish Medarki HaTzibur if it's conspicuous, if it's noticeable. If it's an issue that comes up once every 50 years, the Dovash Eina Matzoi, so you can't say that that's Parish Medarki HaTzibur. So that's what the Nitziv says. And this Magen Avraham, who said that if you forgot to say, he said the Vi'ala Nisim in the first benching, if you got to say, you have to bench at Tzvetamol. So the Magen Avraham thinks that you don't have to say Vi'ala Nisim in the second benching. So the Nitziv thinks that that's based on the Rambam, that whole reciting of Alan Nisim and benching is only a minig. Reciting Alan Nisim in the Shmonesu, that was a takona. But reciting Alan Nisim and benching, the Gemara said, not obligatory, it's only a minig. And a minig is not binding on a dovashena motzah. It's at the bench at Tzvetamol on the same meal, that's a dovashena rogel, it's a dovashena motzah. So the Magen Avraham is going with the Rambam Shita. But then the Mishnah Berurah says that all of the Achrayim disagree with this Magen Rav. Why do they disagree? Because the Psak HaMekubal in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yudalid is that a minig is binding mitam neder. Like the Ran and the Dorim and the Afpei quotes from the Bali HaTesis. Minig is binding mitam neder. And if you observe the minig for many years and you want to, it's too difficult, you want to do away with it, say Nida HaTorah and the Dorim.
It's a takana by Shmon Esrei, so then how come if you forget it, you don't have to go back? Benching is just a minig.
Right. The Gemara by Mount Likin quotes a Tosefta. Yom Shiesh Bukar B'Musaf is a Yontav Deraisa. Shabbos, Yontav, Chalamoid. So then if you left out Yalviyava and Nishman Esrei, then it's a Yontav Deraisa. So then when back, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, B'chol Yom, B'yom, Tein, L'mein, B'chol, S'chol Yom, I have to mention Ein Amoira. So you were Yotze the Davening, but you weren't Yotze Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, so you have to repeat the Shman Esrei in order to fulfill that mitzvah, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom Yom Ten L'Mein B'chos Hashem Yom. But a Yom She'en Bo Karban Musaf means that it's only a special day Midirabbanan, not Tainas Tzibur or Chanukah and Purim. It's only a Yontav Derabbanan, it's only a fast day Midirabbanan. On the level of Deraisa, Mayom Yomayim, it's not a day different from the other days. So you really can't apply the Klal of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom B'chol Yom Yom Ten L'Mein B'chos Hashem. So then the Gemara, the Tosefta says Yom She'en Bo Karban Musaf, you're not Chayzer. If you left out Aneinu, or you left out Nachem on Tisha B'Av, you left out Aneinu on the Tanya Sibra, you left out Valanisim on Chanukah Purim, so the Tosefta says, Yom She'en Bo Karban Musaf means it's only the Rabbanan, it's not a special day in the Torah, so then you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esra. Yeah, for benching, for sure you don't repeat, because it's only a minute. So of course you wouldn't have to repeat the benching for lack of mentioning the Valanisim. Then the Braisa records that the Chachamim instituted the Takana of Hadlokas HaMenorah. The simple reading of the Rambam sounds like the Chachamim in that generation, Bizman Abayis, the story of Chanukah occurred, I think Moshe says in the first parak on Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam quotes it, a little over 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the simple mashmois of the Rambam is the Chachamim Shebaoso Hador, 200 years before the Churban Abayis, they instituted this Takana of Hadlokas HaMenorah. So then Jacob is used to say over that there are those who disagree and they think that the mitzvah of Halal V'Hodoy was instituted in Shana Acheres, the year after the Nes Chanukah. They already made a Yontav of Chanukah. That's the Yontav listed in the Gilas Steinus. Well, the Yom Tov Mo'ab is Man Ba'ishen. And there were those who claim that the Hadlokas HaMenorah must have been instituted after the Churban Abayis, after there was no longer a Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know, Rav Soloveitchik liked that suggestion, even though the Rambam is befavorish against it. Rambam is befavorish that they instituted the Takana Bizman Abayis. There's a Lubavitcher fellow who has a museum in Borough Park, I think. Flatbush Borough Park. He has old coins from the days of Tanakh, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, all kinds of artifacts from the days of the Tanaim, from the days of the Tanakh. See, he has a menorah which he claims is from the Bizman Abayis. He claims he has a menorah that they dated it. And they claim that menorah was used Bizman Bayis Sheni. Not like this suggestion that the Takana about Lokas HaMenorah was instituted after the Churban Abayis. In the Beis HaMikdosh, the mitzvah of Lokas HaMenorah was there was a menorah, that's a Kli Shares, and they put in Shemen into the Kli Shares, and then they lit it. Shadus Bayasim, when we have the mitzvah of Lokas, do we have to have a menorah? So Ram Soloveitchik, we all remember, was sometimes absent-minded, so he would he was thinking in a different Olam HaSol Yanim. So he would often come to New York on Chanukah, he would forget to bring his menorah with him. So he would buy candles in the store, then he would melt the bottom of the candles and put them on the windowsill, and he would bench Chanukah lift without a menorah. So one of the students came and he told me, Ram Soloveitchik said, I should tell you that you're crazy. Why? Because I mentioned in Shir that some of the Achrayim are only Praga, others claim that you're only Yotza Hadlokas HaMenorah on Chanukah if you light the Neris in a Kli. Just like on the Beis HaMikdash, you have to light it in a Kli, so you have to light in a Kli. So one of the boys was there when he was lighting Chanukah and said, Rabbi Shechter said that you're not Yotze if you don't light in a Kli. So I said, tell Rabbi Shechter he is crazy. So the kid came and he told Rabbi Shechter, Rabbi Soloveitchik said that you are crazy. Okay, that's a shaila. Many achrenim hold like that. That you have to. You're not yotze hadlokas hamenorah unless you have a menorah. It's not just a mitzvah of hadlokah. Neiris Shabbos, you probably do not need a kli. But Neiris Chanukah is supposed to be Zechel HaMikdash, and based on Mikdash, there was a kli shoris of a menorah. So that's why there's many achrenim hold like that. You need dafke a menorah.
The nair, when you do the hanocha on the nair. Okay,
you have a candle. If you're going to have oil, so of course you're going to have a kli. The oil is going to spill all over the place. You don't have a kli. But if you have a candle, a wax candle. That's also, the Maharal Prague had such an einfall. Since it's Zechel HaMikdash, it's supposed to reminisce about the Ness and the Beis HaMikdash. He said, you're not yetzi with wax, because in the Beis HaMikdash had to be daf keshemen. No one ever said it has to be daf keshemen zayis. The Beis HaMikdash has to be daf keshemen zayis. Zoch kosis lamo. Has to be shemen zayis. So no one ever said that's the whole sugi. It doesn't have to be shemen zayis. But the Maharal Prague thinks, but at least it has to be shemen upsila. He thinks that you can't use wax, because in the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't acceptable. So the Sechemed writes that obviously the Maharal Prague didn't have a Me'iri, because the Me'iri records on the sugi here which mona b'psilas are acceptable in their Chanukah, which are not acceptable. So he writes that the Bali Ataisus had the practice to use wax candles because it burns very nicely. Sometimes when you use oil, you don't do a good job. It doesn't burn nicely. And wax always burns nicely. The Ramah quotes that. But the Meiri quotes that was the minig of the Bali Ataisus. The Ramah says that's the common minig in Krakow in the 1500s. But the Meiri quotes that was the practice of the Bali Ataisus. So this Echemet quotes, if the Maharal Prague would have realized that the Bali Ataisus had that practice to use wax candles, he would never say that, you're not Yotze. He's not going to write against the Bali Ataisus.
The first sheet of the Gemara is Ne'er Echad Abayis. That doesn't indicate a menorah, just a Ne'er Echad.
Right, that's the Shaila. Right. Does Rav Soloveitchik said, tell him that he's crazy. He thought that you don't need a plea. Okay. But others say, no, it's supposed to be Zechel HaMikdash, and this HaMikdash, you had to have a menorah, you had to have a kli shoris. It's Hadlokas HaMenorah. When they came out with electric lights, so the Tshuva Beis Yitzchak was the first one to write of Yitzchak Shmelkish. It was the Rav in Lemberg in the 1850s. So he has in his Tshuva, he thinks that you can be Yotze Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos, Hadlokas Neiris Yontif with an electric bulb, but he thinks for Chanukah it's not acceptable because you need Shemet HaPsilo. You have to have a wick, you have to have something that's absorbing the fuel. So the wick absorbs the wax, or the wick absorbs the oil. But if you just have an electric bulb, so you just have a filament, you have a psila, but you don't have any shemen. Let's say you have a Bunsen burner. So you only have shemen, you don't have psila. And if you have an electric bulb, you only have psila, you don't have shemen. So the Beis Yitzchak came up with this chiddush that he thinks that you're not yotzei, an electric bulb is no good for Chanukah. You need dafke, shemer p'sila. Yeah. I remember when I got smicha from the yeshiva, so they gave all the musmachim, but the chagas smicha, they gave us the two volumes of Pirchei Aharon by Rabbi Burek. I think he had passed away already at that time. So one volume is Agoda, drushes of his, he was known as a strong darshan, and one volume was Halacha. So in the Chelek HaHalacha, in the one volume of Halacha, he has an essay. He thinks that you can use electric bulbs for Halacha's name is Chanukah. The common accepted opinion, because everybody wrote so much about it, so the common practice is that you should avoid using electric bulbs, and if you have no brera, it's just impossible to light otherwise. So you light electric bulbs, b'li bracha, because it's a machleika, so they want to avoid it. But in my Chag HaSmicha, they gave us the Pirchei Aharon. Pirchei Aharon holds that, yes.
A clear bulb, you should see the filament of Cholapalas. The bulb should be clear, so you see a filament, a flame.
Yeah. The Gemara talks about seeing the filament, that's by Havdalah. You can only say Bar Mi'areish if you see. Let's say for Neiris Shabbos, the Gemara never says that. So would appear, even if you're old, you can use an electric bulb for Neiris Shabbos, that's what the Tshuva Beis Yitzchak writes. He thinks it's good. So at that time, they didn't have any frosted bulbs. Frosted bulbs were a recent invention from around 60 years ago.
Before Thomas Edison, didn't have any bulbs?
I don't know. In 1850, I don't know, but he talks about electric bulbs.
Not in 1850?
Maybe the children was written later, a little later. When did they invent bulbs? He wasn't too much after that.
Oh, yeah. Thomas Edison, 1970.
Uh-huh. So that's the shot. That's the shot. In Perek Bamem Adlikin, all the whole series of Chanukah is in Perek Bamem Adlikin. Perek Bamem Adlikin is all about Halakas Neir Shabbos. So by us, it's such a double pashut that when you bench licht, our expression, you bench licht, he's saying a bracha on Lahabek Neir Shal Shabbos. By us, it's such a double pashut. Tosfos on the Mishnah has two opinions. Because the Gemara says, Shani Yoyme Halakas Neir Shabbos Chayva. What do you mean, Chayva? So the Gemara says in Chulin, we learned it in the beginning of Perek Kol HaBasar. The Gemara talks about Nitilus Yadayim. So the Gemara says, Maim Rishonim, when you wash for bread, is a mitzvah, and Maim Achronim is a chayva. Why is that called a mitzvah? That's called a chayva. So Tosfos has one opinion. A mitzvah means a religious ritual, and you say a bracha. Shekirishonim b'mitzvah v'tzman on Nitilus Yadayim. Chayva, Maim Achronim is a chayva. Something that you have to, you're obligated to do, but it's not a mitzvah, and you don't say a bracha. People who wash Maim Achronim don't say a bracha, based on that Tosfos. Maim Achronim Chayva means something you're obligated to do, but you don't say a bracha. So here the Gemara says, Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos is Chayva. So here for the Bali Atosfos hold, you can't say when you bench licht, when you light the candles on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, no bracha is recited. Why should it be different from all the other Hachanas? We set up a cholent for Shabbos, we set the table, we vacuum the rug, we take a shower, we put on a Shabbos Dika Begodim, we do so many Hachanas L'Kovet Shabbos. We never say a bracha on anything, so why should we say a bracha on Hadlokas HaNeiros? So after the Balei HaTosfos hold, no such thing as licht benching. You don't bench the licht, you don't say a bracha. It's a chayva, it's something you have to do. One of the many Hachanas L'Kovet Shabbos, and no bracha is recited. Needless to say, the accepted opinion is not so. By us, it's such a double portion. We bench licht, we all say a bracha. So that's the question, where did the bracha come from? Where is the earliest source? The Tosfos claims it's in the Yerushalmi. So they all say, there is no such Yerushalmi. They don't know what. So they say that sometimes Tosfos says Yerushalmi means it's not in the Bavli. It's some other source other than the Bavli. So they say the earliest source is the Tshuvas HaGoinim. So the history books, the historians claim that the bracha was instituted in the days of the Goinim who were fighting with the Karaites. And the Karaim used to interpret the pasuk Lo Sevar Esh B'chol Mashveseich L'Yom HaShabbos. Not allowed to leave any lights on. They used to sit in the dark on Friday night. And the Chachamim insisted that that's a false pshat in the pasuk. There's nothing wrong with leaving the lights on. So that the Goinim who were fighting with the Karaites said that the history books they claim they instituted the bracha L'Hotzim L'Libim Shalak Karaim to emphasize that you're not doing anything wrong at all. Adar Rabbi, you're doing a mitzvah. So strictly speaking, Medina Digmar really shouldn't say a bracha, but because of the fighting with the Karaim, that's why. Tosfos doesn't say like that. Tosfos says that apparently the Chachamim singled out this one hachana. That let's say you come home on Friday afternoon, and the elves came and they set up the table and they vacuumed the rug. So do you have to dirty the rug and vacuum it again? You have to stare the whole table and set it again? If the table is set and the rug is clean, let's say a person doesn't need a shower, he's clean. He doesn't need a shower. Doesn't need it, doesn't need. So there's no mitzvah to take a shower if you don't really need it. But Hadlokas HaNeiros, even if the lights are on in the house, Tosfos says, it's a takanas chacham, you have to turn out the lights and turn them on again, l'shem Shabbos. Special takana. Hadlokas HaNeiros singled out from all the hachanas that you do, the quote Shabbos, all the other hachanas, there's only a mitzvah to do hachanas if it's necessary. If you don't need it, there's no mitzvah to do the hachanas. It's all taken care of. No mitzvah to do it again. It was not necessary, except for Hadlokas HaNeir, even though the lights are on. Blow out all the candles, turn out all the lights, and then turn on all the lights, like Klod Shabbos, and then say the bracha. So that's why they made a bracha, because this is a specific Maisa Mesuyam of Hachana, like Klod Shabbos, Hachama Mesak, and this you have to do.
They've already talked about Neir Dolok, Mitzvah Mitzas, as a symbol of Shabbos. They talk about a Neir Dolok, the house has to have light in it.
Yeah, so the question is, let's say the lights are on the whole Friday. Let's say the beds, the Goyish made the beds. So do you have to slop up the bed and fix the bed again? Look how the Shabbos. So you say, no, the bed is clean. So to vacuum the rug and to set the bed and to do everything else, set the table, if it's all taken care of, so you don't have to do it over again. But the Hadlokas HaNeir, even though the lights are on the whole time in the dining room, in the whole house, all lit up, there's a special takana, and the Ramah quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. If all the lights are burning, when it's time for Hadlokas HaNeir, so you should turn out all the lights, extinguish all the lights, and then turn everything on, L'Shem Shabbos, and then say the bracha. So that's what we usually assume.
Is that a takana on the bias or an individual?
Is that a takana on the bias or?
Or an individual.
Why the women? No, someone has to do it, either the husband or the wife. Someone has to do it. So the Shalosh says that the women Chava keeps the Orish Aloylam. Adam Rishon was Orish Aloylam. So we want the women to do a kapara. It was Erev Shabbos when they violated the Adam Rishon was created on the Yom HaShishi, and he sinned on the same day that he was created, according to the tradition. He was chased out of Gan Eden the same day that he was created. So it was all Erev Shabbos. So as a kapara for the sin that Chava did on Erev Shabbos, so the women decided they're going to take over the Halakos HaNeris because they extinguished Orish Aloylam. Adam Rishon was Orish Aloylam, so they didn't want to be Madlik Iris.
What about Shabbos going into Yantav? So is it the same thing by the Lakos they was in Yantav apply, or is it totally different?
Same issue, if all the lights are on. So you can't say Abroch Elahadik Nershal Shabbos, the room is all lit up. So my wife doesn't bench lit, she doesn't light Neiris when you have 2-3 days in a row. Other people want a light, they should light in a different room where it's dark. But if the room is all flooded with the lights from the chandelier, so it's not shy to say Abroch. Hadlik Nershal Shabbos, you have to turn off all the lights. If it's Shabbos Yantav, you can't turn off the lights. For those who want to say a bracha, when you have 2 days, years ago there was no problem. They didn't leave lights on burning the whole time for.
She doesn't like candles, so she doesn't like a bracha.
She doesn't like candles at all. It's unnecessary. The house is flooded with light. We have the chandeliers on. She doesn't like candles at all. It's a ner shalaf tola. It's an unnecessary ner. So we. Our practice is that we do recite a bracha on Lich Bench and on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but on Ner Shalchanigah, that for sure you say a bracha. The Gemara says you say the first night you say 3 brachas. You say Ladig Ner Chanukah, then you say Shasan Nisman, then you say Shech Yonim. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out from the Netziv. The Netziv was the grandfather of Mrs. Chaim Soloveitchik, and Rav Soloveitchik was the grandson of Rav Chaim, so he was a great, great, great grandfather. So the Netziv had in his commentary on the Shiltas, he points out there's a fundamental machloikas here between the Maharil, the one who records all the Minhagi Ashkenaz, the Maharil, quoted by the Ramor, and the Masecha Sofrim. Masecha Sofrim was from the Goinim. If it would really be a Masechta from the Tanoim, you're not going to have a Rishonim Achronim disagree with the Masecha Sofrim. Masecha Sofrim, like Masecha Smochas, like the Masechtas Ktanis, it's not from the Tanoim. It was Mogen Avraham writes in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. The Masechtas Ktanis were composed by the Goyne Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes the Goyne Bavel don't follow the Goyne Eretz Yisrael. Whenever there's a Chiluk HaDeis, Bavli and Yerushalmi, so we usually follow the Bavli. We don't follow Yerushalmi. So a lot of things the Masechtas Sofrim we don't follow. So the Masechtas Sofrim writes like this: when you tzind on Chanukah lech, they say the bracha l'hadig nefshal Chanukah evel asi osam, and then you light the candles. After you finish lighting the candles, then haroya nefshal Chanukah. Let's say a person is homeless. He sleeps in the park. He doesn't have an apartment, so he doesn't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah, because Hadlokas has to be b'beiso. He has no bayis, so he can't do the mitzvah. So the Gemara, the Tanoi, made a takana, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, made a takana that Haroya Neir Shel Chanukah, if he sees someone else Neir Shel Chanukah, so on the first night you say the 2 brachas, Shos and Nisim, Shech Yonah, and the rest of the night you only say Shos and Nisim, you don't say Shech Yonah. So this is a fundamental shaila. When I light Chanukah licht, so the bracha lahadlik ner Chanukah, that's a birchas mitzvah recited over lasiyosim. What about shos nisim? Is that recited dafke after I lit the candle? I say the bracha, I light the candle after I lift the candle, then I see the candle, so I'm a roya ner Chanukah. I say the bracha shos nisim. Or do you say no? When you're lighting the candle, you say the bracha b'taris birchas mitzvah, because this birchas mitzvah, this is a mitzvah pisum inisa. Whenever you perform a mitzvah for the purpose of Pesum Enisa, so you say an additional Bichas HaMitzvah, Shos HaNisim LaVaseinu, because you're performing a mitzvah with the Farsemus HaNes, Pesum Enisa. So there are more quotes from the Maharil that the Bracha Shos HaNisim LaVaseinu Shech Yonah, everything should be recited over Lasiyos. These are all Bichas HaMitzvah. And the Masechet Sofrim says, the Netziv points out, the Masechet Sofrim says, Faker, he says, only Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is the Birchas HaMitzvah, and Shos HaNisim is the Birchas HaRaya. So there's no way to satisfy the both opinions, either it's one or the other. So this is a fundamental machloikis, which is really, you didn't need the Netziv to point it out. He points it out that the Masechet Sofrim is against the Maharil, but it's already 2 opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say The Gemara says Rab Zeira, when he got married, so he didn't have to run home in order to bench Chanukah licht. His wife has Ishta Madleka Sala Beter Chabayis. His wife is benching Chanukah licht at home, and that's Ne'er L'chol Abayis. Ne'er Ishad Beisa. When you light one menorah, so the whole family is Yotze. So Rab Zeira says he doesn't have to rush home. He's going to come home, he's going to learn in the Beis Medrash till 12:30 at night. He'll come home and sleep in his bedroom and see his wife later. He doesn't have to run home because the wife Ishta Madleka Sala says Yotze. So the Shaila is one who is Yotze Ner Chanukah without Hadlake, because his wife is being Madlik. So does he have a takana that he should be Said Bichus Arroya? He doesn't have the obligation to say the Bracha Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The Hadlik Ner Chanukah is the Bichus HaMitzvah that's recited by the one who does the Hadlake. So yeah, the wife is doing the Hadlake, so she says Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. What about the Bracha Bichus Arroya Ner Chanukah? So if you say that, like the Ramo quoting the Maharil, that all the brachas have to be recited by the Lasi Asam. So what he's saying in effect is that the Shasam Nisim is also Bichas HaMitzvah. You're performing a mitzvah Pisum Nisim. So whenever you do a mitzvah Pisum Nisim, you say Bracha Shasam Nisim Lavaseinu, because that's Oiva Lasi Asam. If it's a Bichas HaMitzvah for the Hadlaka, so Ishta Madleke Salav, so I'm being Yotze the Hadlaka, I'm being Yotze the Mitzvah Hadlaka, I don't have to say any Bichas HaMitzvah. The wife did the hadlaka, so she had to say lahadlik, and she had to say shas anisim. But if you all like the nitziv's maseches ofrim, that lahadlik ner chanukah is a birchas hamitzvah, shas anisim should not be recited oivel asiyasim. It's not at all a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas haraya, haraya ner shal chanukah. So then, even the one who does hadlaka says shas anisim b'taris raya ner chanukah. So then, misha madlikim ala b'toch beiso should also try to see somebody's menorah in order to say the bracha shos anisim. So that machlokes is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber quotes and the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That's 2 days in Rashi on the Gemara. In Misha Madlikma, last night when I lit Chanukah lecht, my wife wasn't home. She went to a wedding. I gave a shiur last night, so I went to the wedding by benching. I came after the shiur to the wedding to wish the chaz mazel tov. So my wife wasn't home. So I told her she should go somewhere where they're going to bench Chanukah lecht. She should listen to the Bracha Shos Anisim, because the machlek is whether she was driving by car to the wedding, she'll see a menorah. It's a machlek is whether she should say the Bracha Shos Anisim. Misha Madlik Mala B'toch Beisoy doesn't say Lahadlik, but maybe they have to say Shos Anisim B'taris Haraya Ner Shal Chanukah. So that's the machlek is. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends one should listen to someone else's Hadlok and be Yotze with their. But there, Shas Anisim. So that's what the Gemara says. Even if one assumes that the Ner Shal Shabbos, a bracha is not recited, and Ner Shal Chanukah for sure, the Gemara says the favors that we do recite brachas when you do the Hadlokas Ner Shal Chanukah. The Maaseh Chasofim quotes the practice of reciting Haner Salalu Onam Adlikim Kodeshein, and so on. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that what the Masech HaSofrim was driving at is that it's Le'ikuva, that if you don't recite Haneres Halalu, sometimes people are in a rush, so they don't have time to sing Mo'os Tzur. So if you don't sing Mo'os Tzur, that's not Mi'ake. But the Shad, if you don't say Haneres Halalu, so the Rav thought that maybe you're not Yotze. Since the nature of the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa, so on Pesach night, Arba Kaisis and Haseba are for the purpose of Pesumi Nisa. True, we don't recite the Bracha Shos HaNisim, but the Rishonim say we recite the Bracha Shir Yolana V'Golas HaVaseinim in Mitzrayim, which is the equivalent of Shos HaNisim. So, on Pesach night, we do the two mitzvahs, L'Shem Pesumi Nisa, Haseba and Arba Kaisis, and we tell the whole Haggadah, whole Sipitzias Mitzrayim. So we spell out in words what the Nes was. On Purim, we say the Bracha Shos HaNisim, we do Pesumi Nisim, we read a Gansa Megillah, and we tell over the whole story. So on Chanukah also, since we recite Shos HaNisim, there's clearly an element of Pesumi Nisim, so Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe the reciting of Haneres Halal should be the Ikuva. Maybe you have to spell out in words what the Nes was all about. When is exactly this Man HaHadloka? So the Gemara says, Achetichle Regel Men Ashuk. Because they used to be madlik mi bachutz, they used to be madlik outside. The audience intended was the people who were roaming around in the streets. And the Rambam says that's kamocha tishor, approximately a half an hour after tzeisal kochavim, is when the people are roaming around. So you have to be madlik within the first half hour, before that half hour is up.
Is that the Yiddish people or the Goyish people?
Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say every year a different pshat why on Chanukah even goyim. There's pesumin nis and goyim because the Gemara says rigli the tarmidoy when the goyim are roaming around. In Shulchan Aruch they assume the feirish not so. The Mechaber and all the mefarshim they assume that the pesumin nis is only for the Jews. But the Gemara says shetich lereg ben hashuk rigli the tarmidoy. So they say no. These merchants, the goyim are selling logs that the people are going to purchase and put in their furnace to have warmth, to have heat, to cook supper, and to keep warm. So Kozman, the Goyish merchants, are selling the logs, or the Christmas trees, whatever they're selling there in the streets. So the Jews are roaming around to buy logs, or to buy newspapers, or whatever. Once the Goyim stop hanging out in the street, then the Jews are not going to be hanging in the street. But in Shulchan Aruch, the assumption is that the Pesumin Nisan and Chanukah is also only for the Jews.
Last year,
when
he was roaming around the street for the half hour.
Yeah.
How's he
lying? Who was
he?
He lived at home and then he goes roaming in the street. He lived in the beginning of the half hour. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, in the Gemara says, Eloi Adlik Madlik. If he didn't light yet, you still have a chance to light within the first half hour. If it's ready after the first half hour, you blew it and you can't fulfill the mitzvah. Taisus says, yeah, that's if you're Madlik outside, so the intended audience is the people roaming in the street. So 75% of the people are not roaming anymore in the street. So there's no more pesumin nisa. But we have the practice be light in the house. So the intended audience is the bnei abayis. So the bnei abayis are up all night long. So you can light even after the first half hour. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes an opinion. And he says, we really don't pass him like this. There is an opinion. You have to light within the first half hour. And if you light after the first half hour, after it says, come, it's just not yotzei the mitzvah, period. So we don't follow that practice. The Meiri quotes when they started the kollel so many years ago. I remember I was in high school at that time. There used to be a kollel in the yeshiva way before Rabbi Zipperstein was the head of the kollel. They had Europeans in the kollel. But then there was no kollel for a long time, and then they took Americans. They made an American kollel. So when they started the kollel, so Rabbi Baron Lichtenstein, the Chan Lebrach asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, what should we do on Chanukah? Should we all leave at the Shkia at Tzeizek Chacham to go bench Chanukah Lech, or should we sit and learn? Rav Soloveitchik said we should follow the practice of the Bali Atesus as quoted by the Meiri. Meiri says the Bali Atesus stayed till the end of the Seder and then they went home. They asked, we learn until 6:30 every day. So Tzeizek Chacham is way before 6:30, it's before 5:30. So we learn till 6:30, then we daven Maariv and then we go home and Madlik then. We follow the Balei HaTosfos that since we're not being madlik for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, the hadlok is for the Bnei Abayis. So the Bnei Abayis are up all night long. So there's no adifus. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah recommends, if all other things are equal, you should light within the first half hour. Because there was such an opinion that the Chachamim were misakin. The reason why they were misakin, because Bizman HaTanoim, they didn't have electric lights. So everything had to do with sunrise and sunset. So people, as Man Kriya Shema used to depend that way, people would wake up in the morning depending when the sun rises. People would go to sleep at night depending when the sun sets and so on. And they would stop walking in the street, when it gets too dark outside. By us, nothing corresponds to sunrise and sunset. The summer, the winter, by us, everything is the same. People work from 9 to 5, and the sunrise and the sunset doesn't play a role about anything. By us. So that's what Lechatchila, the Ramah recommends. You should try to light within the first half hour after the Shkia, first half hour after the Tzeisach Chacham, to satisfy that minority opinion. But if there's a good cause why you want to bench licht later, you don't want to interrupt the Seder. So that's most of the people in the Kollel and the Yeshiva stay till the end of the Seder, and then we daven Maariv, and then we bench Chanukah licht later.
Why is there a difference between the Tichla regular and the Shkia?
So therefore, what should be?
24 hours. So, in other words, so you can follow what the Ramah says, but based on the particular regular of the Shuk is a later time.
It should be longer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what there was a Chassidish Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael Dinen, for the Bnei Yisoschar. So he wrote a few svarim. So he has one sefer, Chidushei Mohar Tzoh. His name is Tzvi Alimelech. Chidushim Rapir Shmelech Dinever Chidushim on Hilchas Chanukah, on Gemara and on Rambam. Very nice. So he has a diuk in the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik said the same shot in the Rambam. I'm sure he didn't see the Chidushim. I think he probably never heard of it. But he said the same. The Rambam says, for this man, Gemara, it's kemo chatzisho. But he said, if people stay up in New York City till 2 o'clock in the morning, so you have to light a licht that'll last till 2 o'clock in the morning. And the Shulchan Aruch, they're right, you only have to light a candle that'll last for half an hour. And after the half an hour is up, you can blow out the candle, and even if you didn't blow it out, you can get Hanoah, because it no longer has a din of Ner Chanukah. Rav Soloveitchik thought the simple reading of the Rambam is not so. That's Rav Dovla Soloveitchik was Yodua. Rav Dovla Soloveitchik, when he lived in Yerushalayim, in Geula, he lived across the street from a movie theater, Edison Movie Theater. So every night the people came out of the movies at 10:30 at night, when they went to the movies on Hanukkah. So he used to insist on lighting a Ner Hanukkah that would last until 11 o'clock, because there's going to be Tichler Rag Men Hashuv. When they come out of the movies, then they're going to see the Menorah. And then it's Tichler Rag Men Hashuv. So more correct is really to light a longer candle that should burn for a long, long time when everyone is roaming around in the streets.
Lighting inside strictly with accommodation because it's Sakana. So we don't light outside.
Right.
But wouldn't it? Basic halacha
still
apply inside
around? Yeah, the Ika Takana was to light outside for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. Then the Gemara says, B'shas HaSakana, Minich HaShulchan HaVidai. So that's the question, what does that mean? So at one point in the Gemara, it's clear that the Gemara thought, when you light the menorah inside, it's only a zecher to the mitzvah and you don't see a bracha, because you're not really yotze anything. It's just a zecher to the mitzvah. So somehow the poskim have assumed that that was only a havamina, and the Gemara backs out from that. So we assume that today, when you yotze the mitzvah, manich al shulchan abedah, you yotze the mitzvah, and you do say a bracha. But it's very questionable, where does it say that? The Gemara in the havamina clearly thought that that's only a zecha to the mitzvah, and you're not yotze anything. It doesn't really say that they backed out from the havamina. So that's a question. Yeah, years ago this, Fasemis was a Chassidish Rebbe, the Ger Rebbe. So he quotes from an earlier Chassidish Rebbe, I think, Oy Yisrael. So he quotes, why do we have the practice of lighting up Al Shulchan HaBedaya? Why don't we light up Pesach HaBedaya? We don't have any Sakona. The Jews lived in a Jewish section in all the cities in Europe. They had Goyish and maids who helped out in the house. No one ever made any trouble for them. It was peaceful till the Nazis came. Every so often there'll be a pogrom, but the pogroms were not because of religious observance. They saw the Jews were keeping Shabbos and Kashrut. They didn't start up with them. So why didn't they light Neres Chanukah, Pesach, Habayis, Mibachutz? There was no Sakona in Europe. That's what they ask. So this, Sfasemis quotes from this earlier Chassidish Rebbe, that the idea behind lighting Neres Chanukah, Mibachutz, was to keep the secular influence from the street from penetrating into the house. So they would like the Ner Chanukah represents the Ora Torah, the light of the Chashmonoim, the fight against the Hellenists. They would put up Pesach Beisoy Ad Kan. The Goyish secular influence should not penetrate into the house. But he says, by Menasein HaRabim, we all have televisions and radios and newspapers and magazines. The influence is already in the house. So we have to light Ner Chanukah in the house to chase it out, to chase out the secular influence. That's what he writes. He quotes a Chassidish Rebbe from 200 years ago, like that.
What did he say today?
Yeah. The Rav pointed out there's a line in the Masechah Sofrim that's very pelodic. It's the din is by Havdalah towards the end of Brachas. The Gemara talks about the Brachas that say, Havdalah says, say, Bar Mi'ari Hoesh. So the Gemara says, you only say Bar Mi'ari Hoesh, Acheye Osu La'oro. If you're so close to the nair that you're able to get Hanoi, you don't really, we usually look at our fingernails and the shade, the shadow on the hand, the palm of the hand, and we look at the difference between the shiny fingernail and the skin. So we get Hanoi, Achei Yosela. But strictly speaking, as long as you're close enough that you could have gotten Hanoi, so you can say the bracha bari mi'ari hoesh. So that's the Lashon HaGemara. Eim bracha malaner b'matzoi Shabbos, Achei Yosela, until you have Hanoi from the nair. Here the Masechah Sofrim has that Lashon by Ner Chanukah. So makshim ha'olam, how can it be? But Ner Chanukah is also lishtamish le'or haner, and the text appears there in the haneris halol ein lanu mishus lishtamish b'hem. That lashon appears in the Masechah Sofrim. How can I write that Eim Avrocham alaner hashiyosalor? So the Rav interpreted what it means is you cannot light Ner Chanukah in the middle of the day at high noon. The Gemara has an expression, Shraga b'tihara mayahani. If you light a candle at high noon when the sun is shining, So you haven't, that's not called a he'oret, that's not called a hadlaka, means you're causing illumination. There is no illumination. So the masech sev means to say, a mevarcham ala ner till it's night time, if it's roi to be mishtamis. The din is you're not allowed to get hanor, you're on there, you have to have a shamis. So you'll be getting hanor from the shamis, which is a ner shel chol. But you can only light the ner is if it's dark outside. So that's the machlokes. The Gemara says, when do you light? So the Gemara says, you light misha techshach. So what does it mean, misha techshach? So the Shulchan Aruch says, tzeisar kochavim, they quote the Tosis. It means sovshki, it means tzeisar kochavim. And the Vilna Gaon says, no, misha techshach means mitchila shkia. A few minutes right after sunset, it's already dark enough. It's already beginning, it's light, but it's already beginning to be dark. That's enough darkness to be called asher yosel or. So, but even the Mishnah Berurah points out, even according to the Vilna Gaon, that the correct time to light Neres Chanukah is right away after the Shkia, but it has to burn half an hour after Tzeisat Kochav, not a half an hour after the time you're matlek. Because the Bein HaShemash is a Safik Yom Safik Laila. That lock has to be for Chafei, a Chavav, tonight for Chav Zayin. So that's only after, has to burn half an hour after Tzeisat Kochavim. Why do you light it so early if you're not Yotzei unless it burns half an hour after it's Hakam? Because we say, Zvizmak din in the mitzvah, try to do the hadlaka as soon as possible. So you can't do the hadlaka by Yom, Shraga B'tihara Mayahani. That's not called the hadlaka. But right after the Shkia, the Vilna Gaon holds, that's called the hadlaka. So you do the Maisa hadlaka now, that's called Achi Yosu La'oro, and then it has to burn for half an hour after it says Hakochavim. On Erev Shabbos, you can't light after the Shkia. It's already Ben HaShemashes. We assume Ben HaShemashes begins right away at Shkia. So you can't light, you have to light before the Shkia. Before you mekabel to Sefer Shabbos, you have to light before. So the Sefer Shorach, you can light any time after Plag HaMincha. So that's a big machlokes. The Gemara has the din. If you lit Neres Chanukah Kopsa, and the Ner Chanukah went out by itself accidentally, you don't have to light it again. So that's good. If you lit any other night of Chanukah and you began to have a partial Kima Mitzvah, burn for a few minutes and then it goes out, so strictly speaking, you're not Mechuyev to rekindle. Midas Chassidus says you should rekindle, believe Bracha, but you're not Mechuyev to rekindle it again. What about Erev Shabbos? You lit it, it's before the Shkia, and went out before. So if you already benched Licht for Shabbos and Mekabel Shabbos, you're not allowed to do another Malacha, so you can't light again. But let's say you weren't Mekabel Shabbos, you didn't bench Shabbos Dika Licht yet. Or you were, you did, but the husband is not mekabel Shabbos. The husband didn't have mincha yet, let's say. So you say, he's not mekabel to Sefer Shabbos. So what's the din in such a case? So the Mechaber quotes the Truma Sadesh, and even if the Ner Chanukah went out before Shabbos, before you even began to have any Kima Mitzvah, Hadlaka, he said, Mitzvah, and that's it. You already did the Hadlaka, you don't have to light again. And there's a long Taz, and the Taz disagree. He thinks, no, if it went out before you even began to have a partial Kima Mitzvah, so you won't yet say anything yet. So you can't say kop sayin is open club. But speak, most of the pasuk don't accept the Taz. They don't accept a lot of things, the Taz. The Taz has a lot of chidushim. They don't accept. There's a long Taz on Matzoi Shabbos. Which do you do first? So the Shulchan Aruch says that you do Hadlokas on Menorah first, and then you recite Havdalah, because kol apuki yomim me'achrinam. You're bidding farewell to the Shabbos by saying Havdalah. So you postpone that, so you first light in shul and at home, first you light the Neres Chanukah, and then you say the Havdalah last, to bid farewell to the Shabbos later. So the Taz says, it doesn't make sense. What do you mean, bid farewell? You're doing a malacha when you light the candles. You're doing a malacha already. So you may as well say Havdalah first, before you light the Neres. So he says, in the shul, Zokter, the Ramah writes the minig is that you light Neres Chanukah, and then you say Havdalah later, so Fafal. That's the minig in the shul. They're not going to shake up the minig. But at home, somehow he says, not so obvious what the minig is. I don't know why it's not obvious. The Ramah says, you light the Neres Chanukah first, then you say Havdalah later. So there's a long taz, and he says, he disagrees. Very, very long essay in the taz. So he disagrees. He says, at home, you shouldn't follow the taz. So the Vilna Gaon writes one line, half a line. Ayin taz, v'chol dvar av d'chuyim. Wrong. So that's the misnagdim, follow the Vilna Gaon. That both in shul and at home, they light Neres Chanukah first, and then they recite Havdalah second, last, because kol apukiyam me'achrina, you postpone the bidding of farewell to the Shabbos as late as possible. And by the Chazidim, they follow the Taz. So in the shul, the Taz doesn't want to shake up the meaning. In shul, the practice is you light the Neres Chanukah first, you recite Havdalah later. And at home, that's by Chazidim, the meaning is you do like the Taz, yeah.
What happens to Tadir B'Shem?
$10 every week.
Right, right. But this consideration, kol apikyam ma'achrinon, takes precedence over that. Correct.
It seems like you're doing it chronologically wrong, because Abdallah belongs to Shabbos. The lighting of the candles belongs to the day after Shabbos.
You have to recite Havdalah to be able to light the candles. That's what the Taz argues. You're not allowed to light the candles if you didn't say Havdalah yet. So the answer is no. But we also rat to Chanan Tonah. So we're allowed to do Malachas Kalos. You're not allowed to do Malachas. You're not allowed to sit and write before you recite Havdalah Alakos. But to turn on the light, that's a Malacha Kalos. Once you said rat to Chanan Tonah, so you're allowed to turn on
the
light.
But even without the consideration of doing Malachas, but you know, let's say Malachas are totally fine. You're doing something that belongs to Sunday before you're doing something that belongs to Shabbos.
Okay, so that's what the Ramah quotes, that a Gemara Brachas, that if you have a choice, we say kol apukiyam imachrinan. When you started to do A first, the B first, so we postpone the bidding of farewell to the Shabbos to as late as possible. So we save the Havdalah for later.
Havdalah you can postpone it. Few
days. About that's b'shas hatchak. If you had no brayers, so right. You postpone a couple of days. But preferable is to say Havdalah Mitzvah Shabbos. Yeah.
Hanukkah, you don't have that availability.
You can do it also later, but the more correct is to do it right away. In the nusach of Alanisim that we say in the Shmon Esrei and the Birchas Hamazon, we come in. Rav Tasrivam, Dan Tasdinam, Nakam Tasnik Masam. Rav Soloveitchik once said over a drasha that he heard from Rav Chaim as a teenager. And Brisk, Rav Chaim held drashas in Shul. He was the Rav in the city. So the other drasha says, Rav Tasrivam means HaKadosh Baruch Hu functioned as a baldin. When we have a dispute with the Ummah Sa'ilam, so the Rabbi Shalom argues out the case on our behalf as if he's the baldin. Because all of the anti-Semitism all of the pogroms that they do, all the tzaras that they give the Jewish people is really they're rebelling against the Rebbe Shalom. He's really the Baldin. They're just taking it out on us because he's invisible, so they can't attack him. But really, he's the Baldin. So that's why he feels Rav Tasrim. He argues out the case on our behalf. That was one suggestion that Rav Chaim said. Then he gave another suggestion that we don't really know how many avlas the Ummah Sa'ilam did to us. So the din is that whatever the baldin is, a cotton, a lekech, or a cotton, he doesn't know what the tain, whenever the baldin is, a la bar tain, so there's a din of psach picha le'ilim, tanina. So the bezin is supposed to advance a taina on behalf of the baldin, who's not a bar hochi of a taina. So we didn't even know what tain is to say. They killed so many tzaddikim, they burned so many svarim in Europe, there's such a churban, we don't even know what the destruction they made. We don't even know what evil they were plotting against us, like the Gemara says, why should the Ummah Sa'ilam praise the Rebbe Shalom? Because Gavar Aleinu Chazdai? So the Gemara, they know what they were planning to do, and all of their plans were foiled. So we don't even know what to taina. So he said, Rav Chaim gave different suggestions why the Rebbe Shalom first acts, Rav Tasrivam first he acts as the Baldin to taina ois and Rabbi Hef, then Dantas Dinam, then he turns around to function as the Dayan, and he paskins that they're guilty and they should suffer, and then he turns around. The Kamtas and Basam, he turns around to act as the Shoter. You have to have Shoftim and Shotrim. The Shofer, the Dayan, has to pass again what the punishment should be. Then the Shoter is the one who meets out the punishment. So Kodesh Baruch Hu acts as all three. First he acts as a Baldin to Tain Ois on every half in our dispute against the Ummah Sa'ilam. And then he acts as the Dayan. And then he acts as the Shoter to punish the Ummah Sa'ilam. We point out the same Nusach we say when we say the bracha after Mikra and Megillah, Harabas Rebbeinu Adonis Dedeinu Anoikem Esnik Basenu, that the Rebbeinu Shalom acts on behalf of Bnei Yisrael in all three capacities. First as the Baldin to Taina and Arviyev, then the Shoifet to Pascha, and then may the Rebbeinu Shalom be Noikem Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. They're killing so many people, giving such tzaras and Eretz Yisrael all over the world. We need that he should be Rabbis Rivena, Donis Dinena, and they can mistake my son now, like we always need it. A good mechanica.
If somebody lights a candle, oil, whatever it is, and it goes out, so he could dinner, he doesn't have to light again. But what happens is, somebody here from the theater.